Hello, hello. Welcome back to Winning Season, the podcast for women leaders who work within male-dominated industries. I'm your host, Jacqueline Twilley, and we're a little over 200 episodes into this podcast, but today is a bonus episode. So today's episode is about a question that has been burning my DMs on every single platform. I want you to get your notebooks out because the information I share today is super practical, and I also want you to share it with any woman you know who is expecting or has just received a job offer. So the question that everyone wants an answer to is, should I ask for more? Generally speaking, yes, you should ask for more, but I am following that up with this. It depends. And I know y'all are probably rolling your eyes at me, just like everybody has been rolling their eyes, whether it's been a Zoom or a DM on any platform. Let me tell you why it depends. There are so many factors to consider when you receive a job offer that for me to just throw out a blanket, yes, ask for more and ask for 30% more, would not be doing you justice, okay? In my best-selling book, Don't Leave Money on the Table, Negotiation Strategies for Women in Male-Dominated Industries, I share this framework for negotiation. It's called LATTE. Now, the LATTE negotiation framework was developed and designed so that women could set themselves up for greater success in negotiations. It is not my goal to help women get good deals in a negotiation. My goal is to help you get a great deal. Hence, you should ask for more, and it depends. So, in LATTE, the first step is look at the details. 80% of your negotiation is going to be done in your prep work. You need to have the details related to that company, your industry, the specific scope of work within your job description, and there could be some other factors. So, how do you know what those other factors are and where do you start? Well, let's start with the easy stuff. Let's figure out the market rate. The market rate is what a person earns in a certain geographic area with a certain level of experience. Now, I know a lot of people are confused. They're like, well, does that still matter geographic area if my role is remote? And for most companies, they're going to pay you where that role would be based. So there's information out there that you can gain. You can start with doing a Google search. That's not going to give you the best info. You can go to second level and get information from a Glassdoor or a salary.com. Maybe the Fishbowl app or the Blind app are great resources where you can crowdsource salary information anonymously and extremely quickly. Okay. But don't stop there. Again, first round, you might do a little Google search, not the best option. Second is doing some salary data info, crowdsourcing some info. And third, you want to tap into your network. Ask people who know you and who know the industry that you're applying a simple question. Now, all of this is in the book, y'all, okay? But I wanted to make sure that this episode was available so that it gave people more information than me saying, yes, you should ask for more, but it depends. So when you talk to people in your network, here's the question that I write out for you in the book, and I advise you to remix this so you're using vocabulary that you're most comfortable with and you don't sound like a robot, okay? So I'm considering a position in Miami, and the salary is $160,000 base. What should I do? Well, based on that, you should ask them, does that sound about right from my experience? And they will be able to tell you if they're knowledgeable about you and the industry that that's high, low, or it's about right. Now, that number that you give them could be the offer, or that number that you give to that person who's knowledgeable could be based on the information you pulled from the market research that you've done. Once you have a person verify that for you, then you'll be able to have a starting point. Now, Salary isn't the only thing you need to be concerned about when you get an offer. You need to think of the total compensation package. Inside of the book, I have 2 pages of things you should consider beyond your salary. It is so, so important that you don't get fixated on one factor of your job offer and one factor of that compensation, right? Look at everything. So go through the book and get that info. So when I'm saying look at the details, you want to find out the market rate. You want to think beyond just salary, think total compensation package. And in addition to that, here is a really important factor. Should I ask for more? If you have an offer, you want to make sure that that offer is in writing. You cannot make a well-informed decision off of a verbal offer alone. Okay, you can say when you get the verbal offer, this sounds great. I'm really excited. I want to move to the next step. When can I expect to see it in writing? Again, that's in the book, y'all. But here's what I want you to be aware of. If you've only had a verbal offer, you don't have a written offer, you cannot consider all of the facts that will help you make a decision. My goal is not for you to get a good offer. My goal is for you to get a great offer and come up with a great agreement with you and your potential employer or your current employer. And the only way you're going to do that is if you have the data. In life, as well as in business, the more you know, the better informed decisions you can make, hands down. So I want you to take that really seriously, okay? The name of the game is to have information. So you can go through the book and get more details, but I wanted to make sure that you all have a starting point. If you have additional questions, you can book a one-on-one consultation with me. It's in the link in my bio on Twitter, as well as the link in my bio on Instagram. But I wanted to, again, I need to make sure you all understand information is power. The more you know, the better informed decisions you can make. All right, so much for this bonus episode. Until next time, my friends, continue to emulate excellence and eliminate excuses. If y'all have more questions, hit me in the DMs. Bye.